Kevin Spears is running for Wilmington City Council. This is the first time he's running for City Council. And Kevin, what prompted you to get into the race?
This is just a culmination of things. I've been involved in the community for almost 7 years now, so advocating and being an activist for different things, and helping with campaigns, helping during election time, and going to city council meetings for years, and just it finally just dawned on me that, you know, there was really no one on that city council that really represented what I represented and represented the people that I represent or the people that I come across in my daily travels. And I just decided to throw my hat in.
Who are the people that you represent?
I want to say that I represent the everyday working people, but more so the underdogs, the people who don't feel like they have a voice. And that's always been my drive, just speaking up for the people who don't feel that they have a voice. So I've been like a conduit for those people to government, to law enforcement. And so when there's policy to be spoken of or what we want in certain parts of the community or the town, I could only ask as a favor. You know, it would only be a suggestion. And so I wanted to take it a step further, go from suggesting things to being in the position of making things happen.
Now, you're a Wilmingtonian, a native. As far back as you can remember, has this always been an issue that the city council really doesn't represent all segments of the population?
As far as I can remember back, I must admit for a long time, I, like most people, just didn't care. Didn't feel like it involved me. But, you know, now I see the importance of being involved in these things and want to be a representation for everyday people and people who feel like it's not important. But while we sit back and think that it's not important, there are policies, ordinances, laws being put in place that affect us. And so this is our answer to that. This is us being a part of the process.
Should you be elected, what would be a couple of the first things that you would like to address as a member of the city council?
Wages, better jobs. And when I talk about wages, I want, based on housing, you know, the prices for housing, we're competitive with Raleigh and Charlotte and places like that. But we don't necessarily make the wages that they make to afford, you know, those housing expenses. And so I think that's one of the number one things. And another thing is neighborhood safety, you know, with all the gun violence. And I think we've become a little, I want to say immune. I was thinking insensitive, but not insensitive. We become immune to it happening so much, and it happens so much that it's not even reported now. Or if we hear shots, we're not startled anymore. It's just like everyday business. And I want us to get back to, I want us to have a perspective. I want us to still feel that neighborhood safety is important to everybody.
There's a lot of economic development going on in Wilmington, a lot of construction on the waterfront now. Do you feel like some of this growth might be happening too fast or at the expense of other things that need to be done in the city?
I do. And I'm glad that you said that. I want to say a couple of years ago, I was on a bike ride, just riding my bike, trying to get my cardio in, and I happened to ride downtown and the riverfront, and you know, I saw what was taking place there. I saw these beautiful boats and this really, really, really beautiful, expensive yacht sitting on the riverfront, and it just made me think that, you know, that shows that there's money here. Why don't we have access to that same type of money? And if we do, then, you know, let us know that we have that access. You know, show us the way to not necessarily have what someone else has. Like, not to, I don't want a yacht, but the potential, you know, to do better. You know, not to, it, there are people here making minimum wage, and they may have three or four kids, and, you know, they may have to work a couple jobs just to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
While we come across, we come into Wilmington over either bridge, and there's a yacht. So that just, you know, that just stuck with me.
What do you do to change that? I mean, what how do you get people to listen?
I think there, what has to take place is an investment in the lower half of the citizens that live here. Because if we do that, then the city would flourish. If we invest in the people in the bottom half, and I'm talking about people with felonies, people with barriers to employment, people with housing issues, if we invested in those people, we would see the city take care of itself, not just the top half. The people who already have, or the people who move here that already have money, and can do well, the people who've lived here, who want to stay here, but want to do better while they're here, and don't want to have to leave to do better.
What do you see as the most positive things about the city as it currently is?
I see the city making improvements, and from my position there, I have relationships with pretty important people who make policy, but that's not something that everyone has. And I think that the opportunity for people to have those relationships, or what seems like an open door policy, is there, and I think that's a great thing. But people are tired of talking. People are tired of meeting. People want to talk about something, meet about something, and then they want to see something happen. I don't want to keep meeting monthly or every couple months to talk about something, and we don't have anything tangible that we can put our hands on. This is the problem. We've talked about it 6 to 7 times. This is still the problem. We want action, and we want something tangible going forward.
On the topic of wages, one thing that gets talked about at every meeting is affordable housing. Have you seen the city take action in recent years to fill that void?
Not necessarily. I see development. I see, here recently, with the selling of Market North, I can't say that was a step in the right direction for affordable housing. Now, I don't know what the new owners of that property, what they will do, but I could just imagine from looking around Market North, everything around Market North is upscale. So why would you have a low-income housing property in the middle of things that are going for prices that maybe double or maybe triple what those residents are paying? So, business is business, so if you just look at the writing on the wall, it would give you the indication that new property owners, they're going to make some enhancements to the property. They're going to upcharge. So I really don't see, and I don't see anything a step forward. There has been some new development, but I don't really see it being a real solution for the affordable housing problem that we have here.
What do you tell an undecided voter on election day that is about to flip the switch?
I tell an undecided voter, if you don't have or you are not experiencing the issues that you hear me talk about or that you read me saying, then use a sense of empathy. Just imagine being a single parent or being a person with the barrier to employment. Imagine being some inner city kid who's going to a failing school. Just put yourself in the shoes of an underdog, and tell me how you really feel. If we're talking about being a city, but more so of a city, a community, why wouldn't you want to help someone else? And so that's just, it's the platform, and it's not really a platform. The drive is just empathy. It's just caring for other people, wanting other people to do better, and being in the position to make those things happen.
Kevin Spears is running for the Wilmington City Council. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.